Welcome to the Righteous Sphere. We separate the gray areas over here. We don't do the lying like those other places. No, no. We don't do no fucking lying over here. You're gonna get the truth. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Get on the bus. Get on the bus, guys. The magic school bus is here. We have arrived. It's Monday. How y'all guys feeling, yo? Bread squad. Get on the bus, guys. Wipe your feet on the like button. Keep in mind that we don't cater to any groups, gangs, communities, religions, feelings, all emotions. We cater to the truth, we cater to common sense, and we try not to complicate it. What's going on, guys? Get on the bus. I let some more of y'all foul in. CeeLo, what up? XL Prizzo, what's going on? CMTV, salute my God. What's going on, CeeLo Myers, y'all? We got a good old video today, guys. 15 modern women, 15 types of modern women you want to avoid at all costs. And oh yeah, guys, y'all see it? Modern woman. I didn't have to say black woman today. So today we'll be talking about all of the nasty. We'll be talking about all of the nasty more often on this page. So on the Mr. Good Bread Show, we will talk about all of the nasty. As modern women, we'll lump all the modern women Liliths together. You know what I mean? So we would allow our sisters to hide behind the modern woman on this page. But the Brutalianis, we're going to highlight the black woman. So in the Brutalianis, you're going to notice it's going to be black woman this, black woman that. We're going to highlight them. Yeah. But on the Mr. Good Bread Show, we're going to allow them to hide behind one another. The wicked can hide behind. That's what's going on, guys. So keep in mind, today, that's what we're going to do. I got 15 types of wicked you want to stay away from, guys. You know what I mean? So I let more people file on in. Y'all come on, file on in. Like, share the video, guys. Share the video. You know what I mean? We'll start when our intro music closed. How y'all like the way we do this now, bro? Guys, no intro. We just jump right on in. We just jump right on into the action, bro. You know what I mean? It's not a strange thing to say that the type of people that you surround yourself with, you know what I mean, have a significant impact on your life. You know what I mean? So at the end of this video, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You're gonna realize a lot of the people, you might be sleeping with the enemy. You might be laying next to the enemy. You might be working with the enemy, the op. Because a lot of the people that talk about this negative energy, they are the negative energy. A lot of the women y'all dealing with who talk about, oh, positive vibe, keep the negative energy away from me. Bro, they are the negative energy, yo. They are the negative energy, guys. And this is with all. Not some, guys. All. Remember, this is for my white breads and they wicked sisters, because modern woman is a modern woman. A Lilith is a Lilith in any nationality, in any race. All right? A Lilith is a Lilith. So we're going to pinpoint it all today, yo. We're going to pinpoint it all. But at the end of the day, a lot of your time is spent with these people, with people. You know what I mean? So if you with shitty and sucky people, guess what person you're going to become? You're going to become a shitty and a sucky person. You got to understand how, like, you know how, like, your body, right? It starts to tolerate things. It's like medicine, guys. See, this is why I say, a lot of y'all think y'all smart, but y'all don't know nothing. You know how your body get regulated and it starts to tolerate certain medicines that you put in there, right? A lot of us men, we have grown conditioned to tolerate shit. And through tolerating that, it changes who we are. It changes who we are. That's why we're an important channel, because we will always do self-accountability, guys. No matter what the people say, we will always do self-accountability. But at the end of the day, a lot of your time is spent with these folks. And it's only natural that their habits and the things that they say is going to affect you, whether that's positive or negative. You know what I mean? The people you keep around you have a positive or negative effect on you. That is fact. You know what I mean? And we focus on the people that could get us help. We focus on the people that we could use to get us to the next level, right? That's one thing. We real good at focusing on the people that is winning and how they can help us win. But we never take that much energy to focus on the motherfuckers that's sitting around us, that is hindering us, that's impeding our process, guys. That's impeding our process. La Original, what's going on? Good to see you back in the house, girl. Girl, La Original, I need you. Salute to my girl, Betsy. I've been talking with Betsy more frequently on Facebook. I need to do a live stream with all my real virtuous women, all my real sisters. I need to get y'all together. We need to come up. We need to do something, bro. We need to do something, bro. We need to do something. It's big time. It's go time. On the Brutally Honest, though, where we got the audience, guys. We got the audience now, so it's time to get it together. It's time to get the real black women, and it's time to get the real black men and put them together and have these conversations that they're scared to talk about. It's time. Because we ain't going to get no solution just sitting here pointing out each other's flaws and not working on ourselves. You know what I mean? But word, guys. Salute to my sis, La Original. Welcome back to the class, La. No doubt, La. I got the number. I got the math. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, guys, let's start this list, man. Again, these are the people that you don't really focus on. These are the women. Again, guys, this is a man's channel. So, ladies, I'm not here to bash y'all. No, I don't just side with the niggas. I'm a man. So I have did these things to become a better man. You sisters want better men, right? That's what you say. So rock with me. If you are a sister, all right, and I can identify with having these 15, then you need to work on yourself. You need to start to work on yourself, because obviously what happened was you went through some type of conditioning and tolerance because you dealt with so many bad men. You dealt with the beta males. You dealt with the hell of a sons. And now they have conditioned you to think all men are them. And that's crazy, ladies. All men ain't them. You know what I mean, ladies? So you got to heal. You got to get yourself to some healing, sis. All right? So, ladies, y'all sit back. If you got any of these traits, get rid of them. And fellas, if you are dealing with, or if you got any one of these type of women around you, you got to get them away from you. Remember, we talking about modern women today. So don't just focus in on the black ones. White breads, this is for your trash too. My white breads, this is for your trash. If you can identify these traits in your white breads, you need to get away from them at all costs. Remember what all costs mean, guys. At all costs mean I don't give a fuck how much it costs. I'ma pay to get it away from me. I'ma pay to get this shit away from me. You know what I mean? And that's because peace is everything, guys. Peace is everything. And remember, that's what the money buy. Money buy peace. So if you got to use the money to buy your peace, do it, bro. This is where the investing in yourself gonna come in at, guys. And again, I didn't like the turnout for yesterday's class, guys. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. I ain't like the turnout for yesterday's class. We got Sunday's class coming up. This Sunday's class is gonna be financial IQ. Salute to KDH. Salute to D Brown. You know what I mean? For popping out to this week's class. We did reinventing yourself this week, which a lot of y'all should have, I don't know why y'all niggas ain't missed that class. when I know, like I just told y'all, a lot of y'all have been conditioned to tolerate foolishness. So y'all conditioned. Y'all don't even know that half the shit I say out my mouth when I'm talking about y'all, it's about you. You need to get to some help. You sit there and in my chat and you cheer me on all day and you root for me and amen, amen, preach, King. But bro, when are you gonna invest in yourself to become that nigga? Or you just cool and comfortable with rooting me on? I want to see more people in them classes. Again, Saturday, nobody popped out. It's a bunch of YouTubers running around here. It's a bunch of content, so-called content creators running around here, struggling to get views, struggling to get subscribers. They've been on the same subscriber count for about months now, but they know what they're doing. It be that pride, bro. That foolish pride is going to hold you back. When I told y'all niggas, I told y'all brothers, I am not your competition at all. I'm here to help you. The class is $25 an hour every Saturday, bro. If you do the math, that is $100 a month. You name the YouTube package deal that you find that's cheaper than that, that's going to give you the results that I got. Because keep in mind, guys, the Brutally Honest channel hit 15 million views. That channel been up since February. So we know what we're doing. And we got the results. We got the receipts. You know what I mean, guys? I want to see more people caring about themselves instead of ha-ha and hee-hee when we start talking about the modern woman. You know what I mean? I could talk about the modern woman all day long. How is that going to help you find the virtuous woman, brothers? Remember what we're here now for, bro. We're here for self-accountability. We're here for change. We're trying to elevate. We're not trying to stay the same now, bro. Remember, I'm not Kevin Samuels. I'm not Minister Jack. I'm not Mr. Palmer. I'm not none of these guys. I'm Mr. Goodbread, guys. You know what I mean? That's why we all have our own style. We all have our own message. My message is self-accountability. When we gonna fix you? When you gonna fix you, sir? You know what I mean? I want to see more people in that class. Oh, yeah. Damn, I almost forgot a major part. Guys, we're looking for a guest. Salute my sister, Posh. Posh, you definitely gonna be invited to that stream, Posh. I need you. I need La Original. I need my girl Betsy, you know what I mean? And Lessons, Lessons of Housewives. I need my girl Lessons of Housewives and now to complete the all-star panel right there, guys. But word up, how you doing, Posh? How you doing? I hope all is well. I hope you're getting through what you're getting through very well and comfortable as possible. You know what I mean? All right, guys. Keep in mind, we are waiting for a guest this morning. We are waiting for a guest this morning. You know what I mean? I sent her the link. You know what I mean? Because, again, we have these women, these manipulative women. And, of course, one type of woman that we're going to go over today is the manipulative woman. So, matter of fact, let's go on and get into that first, right? Because it's a lot of these women that manipulate you, right? Number one on the list of the 15 types of women you need to avoid at all costs. Keep in mind, we're not talking about all. We're definitely not talking about some. We are talking about the majority of modern women, right? So keep this in mind, guys. Number one is the manipulative woman. These are the mind game women. Remember, God told us he wanted us from two types. The adulteress, that's the whole bag. And then we got the witches, you know what I mean? So you got witches and 304s. That's the two types of women. That's the two types of women we're left to deal with in American culture, in this Western society, right? We got two types of women that we're left to deal with. Witches and 304s. So God warned us about both of them because the witch is the wayward word woman and the 304 is the adulterous woman, all right? So you're going to learn that these manipulative women come in both shades. They come in adulterous and they come in slicker than a motherfucker. These are some slick women. You know what I mean? They will coerce you. They will criticize you. They will guilt trip you. They will bribe. They will blackmail. And then they will blame you. So you got to get away from these people. They will even offer you some sympathy and act innocent to get you to manipulate you to do what they need you to do. So this is why you got to avoid these women at all costs, because if you trying to get out of poverty and you trying to focus up and level up, how can you do that with a woman that's manipulating the shit out of you to do what she wants you to do? And if what she wants you to do ain't lining up with getting out of poverty, you in a relationship cap, bro. I mean, you got to understand, these are the women that study you, bro. These are the women that study you. They know everything. They know what trigger you. You know what I mean? And they misuse that information. The information that they find out from studying you, they misuse that. They use that information to manipulate you to be a part of their agenda, guys. It's a control thing with these women. You have to avoid these women, guys. And ladies, if you are a manipulative woman, stop. Go get you some help. This come from you watching your moms control the scene and manipulate your dad and manipulate the situation all of the time. So you have grown accustomed to tolerate manipulation. You want to be a you feel you got to have your hands in every pot in order for things to work, because that's what you saw, all right? But you got to stop that, lady. You're chasing away your king. You're chasing away your good man, all right? And an example of a manipulative female, because remember, guys, you can't put this as a look. Ain't no manipulation, don't come as a look. All people can be manipulative. All people, including your mother, can be manipulative, guys. Your female can be manipulative. Your kids can be manipulative. You can be manipulative, guys. It doesn't have a look. Doesn't have a look. But let me give you an example of a manipulative person. And we is waiting for her to pull up right now, but you know what I mean? All right. So here, I got this one. All right, hold on. Hold on. Let me do this right. Let me do this right. Let me do this right. Because you know, the comments, you know what I mean? They love sharing their childhood traumas with me. So, all right. Guys, I posted the video. Y'all remember the video we posted up with the girl who was clapping finger in the butt? She said finger in the butt, hand around the neck. He took the condom off. She felt him take the condom off, and she threw it back harder. Right, right. That's what we saw, right? We saw it. You saw it. So, of course, this is the comment I got. It's the comment I got because, you know, we got a bunch of know-it-alls who live their life on social media, right? They so focused on what's going on with these videos. They don't pay no attention to themselves. So they don't even realize how messed up they are. You know what I mean? They don't mess up, but they don't know how messed up they are. So she goes, just a reminder, stealthing is sexual assault if consent is conditional on protection and it's been secretly removed. Said act has now become unconsensual. And this is a fact, ma'am. Ebony Bombshell, you are 100% fact at what you said, but sis, what are you talking about? Because we know that in this video that we watched, the woman specifically said the condom, he took the condom off. She knew he took the condom off because it wasn't a secret. She felt the difference in the sex, right? And not only did she know he took the condom off, follow with me now, sis. Follow with me now, because I'm only going off of what we have to go off of, which is the video. We can't assume now. We can't assume, right? She said she knew he took the condom off, and she threw it back harder, right? When he told her he was about to nut, she then said, I'm going to throw it back harder. So it's no secret he didn't secretly remove the condom off. Yes, he is a dummy because he removed the protection, but it was no secret. It was no stealthing, ma'am. Did you watch the whole video before you comment, ma'am? This is what I mean about focusing. This is what I mean. These modern women don't focus. But now you're going to try to manipulate me to believe what you want me to believe, because you want to blame the man for everything. You thought you found the cute way to blame the man, though. No, sis. And no, sis. No, sis. Manipulative is at best. You know what I mean? So then this is the manipulative shit, right? That was her first comment, right? Trying to be smart and shit, right? So then I sent her, I said, look, I'm not even going to go back and forth with this female. I'm going to just send her the newer video, the video that we just did last week with this, the whole video with this girl. I sent her the video. Look what she tells me, guys. Now, look how she going to try to manipulate me now. Now, I didn't even say nothing to you, ma'am. Me personally ain't say shit to you. I sent you the whole video so you can stop making assumptions and you can get to the facts and the details that won't have you out here looking stupid. You know what I mean? So, of course, are you trying to downplay what I'm addressing? No, no, sis. I don't care what you're addressing, because what you're addressing don't got a fuck shit to do with the message and the goal, sis, of the video at all. And I've invited this one to come on to the stream today. So if she's in the chat, just let me know when you get to the chat, ma'am. Let me know when you get to the chat so I could drop the link and you could jump on here and you could talk about how you feel and why you feel you got to blame man for everything and never look at self. Because you're a part of these victim bitches. Oh, God. I'm trying to work on my cursing, too, guys. If you ain't noticed, I'm trying to get some YouTube ad revenues on going now, guys. So I'm going to be more creative. You know what I mean? But, yeah. You see what I mean right here? See where we going right here? You know what I mean? Downplay what I'm addressing. Because it's very concerning that you feel the need to do that. So how am I downplaying anything when I just sent you the video, sis? And I did send her something else. Because of what she said, right, about this selfing thing, I said, right, and this is what none of these women with the fixed mindset, right, these women that want to blame the man for this, none of these women want to address the fact that he left the money. I bet you she ain't give that money back. Now, you get to blame the man for the total stupidity if she gave that money back and kept the baby. I bet you she didn't get that money back, though, but y'all don't see that, though, because y'all all conditioned to tolerate prostitution. That boy good. See? Y'all don't see no wrong in normalized prostitution, in the normalized prostitution. Y'all conditioned to that part. But ain't nobody say, I hope she gave the money back. When we all know that money, that was a way far more than a plan A. A plan A don't cost that. You saw that, bro. He gave her a stack. Ain't no female sitting there talking about she should give the money back, though. It's his fault for taking the condom off, and she should give the money back. Not one 30,000 comments. And not one female, not one sister say she should give the money back, though. You see the manipulation in them? Stay away from women that think like that. You know what I mean? Stay away from women that think like that, bro. It's crazy. Crazy to me. Absolutely crazy. And then go try to wayward word me. Nah, ma'am. Sit your ass down. Sit all the way down. Number two, guys. Of the 15 types of women you want to stay far away from, bro, buy your peace. The gossiping queen, bro. This is not good, bro. You got to understand, right? It was a saying that goes, great minds discuss ideas. Average minds, which is the majority, they discuss the events that unfolded with those ideas got put into place, right? So the average ones, they sitting there talking about the events, you know what I mean? But these small, weak-minded ones, like a lot of our modern women, like the modern woman herself, small-minded people discuss other people, bro. All right? Who got time to be sitting there talking about somebody else's wins and losses when we trying to win? You see what I mean? That's all you're going to get from a gossiper. All you're going to get is secondhand information about somebody else's successes or failures. Get rid of them. Get them away from you. That is not only draining, it's time consuming, guys. You know what I mean? And think about it. The gossip is going to talk about you too. When they run out of stuff to talk about, you think they ain't going to talk about you too? Yeah, they're going to talk about how you think you better and how you think you smart and how you think you know everything. See? Because you only talk about what you know. They got their mouth in everything. That's why you look brilliant. They look dumb, but they don't like that. So they're going to tell you you a know-it-all. They're going to tell you you think you're better. You acting white. The sisters going to say you acting white. And maybe the ratchet white breads, they may say, oh, you acting like a nigga. You know what I mean? Those are gossipers. I got to go down to Lower East Side too, man. I'm going to have to go down to the Lower East Side and interview one of my turned up white bread sisters, yo. So that y'all's black sisters could stop playing, let's pretend, acting like y'all, you know what I mean? Because maybe y'all need to hear that from a white bread that's just as turked as y'all, that they're not trying to be like y'all, they don't give a fuck about your culture, like, you know what I mean? Y'all ruin y'all culture. Maybe I need to get one of them to tell y'all that. So it won't hit your eardrum when I tell you what I know. You know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to save that for the brutally honest. You know what I mean? Number three, guys. These pessimist females, bro. Man, these are the downers, bro. You know what a female, the biggest trait in a female that's not, the biggest non-sexual trait in a female is inspiration, bro. If a female is not inspirational, bro, she's not a help me. Help me is inspirational, bro. Yo, when I wake up and I look over at my woman and my help me, son, it inspired me to want to do these videos. It inspired me to want to take over the world. It inspired me to go out in the world and conquer as much as I could conquer and bring it back to her because of how she inspires me. You ain't getting no inspiration from no pessimist chick, bro. You know what I mean? They always down in the dump. They always negative about everything and anything. I mean, they never see the bright side of shit, yo. You know what I mean? They cannot motivate you, bro. A pessimist cannot motivate you. And some of y'all niggas is sleeping with the enemy, like I said. Some of y'all sleeping with this pessimist. Y'all know y'all sleeping with this pessimist. She just get on your nerves. She irk you, yo. When you're not fucking, everything else is a, oh, why is she talking? But you still playing, let's pretend. You are conditioned to tolerate this foolishness now. And then that when you go out now in the real world, you spew your frustration of sitting there and having that person around you. You spew that off on others. This is why it's imperative. And remember, you are the sum of the five people you hang around the most. So let's say your mom is a narcissistic. Your friend is a show-off. Let's say your sister is a pessimist. Let's say your boyfriend is a narcissistic. Then what do that leave you? You are the sum of the five people you hang around the most. If those are their traits, what traits do you have? Because don't sit here and lie. You're not going to sit here and lie and tell me you holy, you righteous. You're not. You know what I mean, guys? You got to get away from these people, these pessimists. These niggas will fuck up your whole dream, bro. These people will have you hang your whole dream up. You know what I mean? These people will even find somebody that tried what you're trying just to show you how they failed. Like, oh, look, they're going to fail just like them. Get these people away from you. Very far, bro. Get these people away from you, bro. That's all I got to tell you. You don't need those women, bro. You don't need those. Bang, guys. And number four. The judgmental women, guys. Get rid of the judgmental women. They try to hide it. They disguise it as constructive criticism. Mm-mm. It's destructive criticism, bro. When you're dealing with a judgmental woman, bro, how can somebody, right? Let me tell you. Let me break this thing down. How can somebody who have not done the work on themselves, have not took self-accountability, tell you, judge you? You know what I mean? Think about it. See, they call me, oh, you always judging women. Motherfucker, every day I look in the mirror and I practice my speech. I practice my speech for the day, right? My speech for the day be, I don't got it. I'm sorry, I don't got it. And the longest, while I'm saying that, I'm judging myself, girl. I'm judging me, I'm judging everything. It's just that the stuff that y'all may see I need to fix, I don't see, deem that as a priority. You know what I mean? As long as my mind right, I'm good. As long as my internal attributes far exceed my external attributes, I'm good. See, me, I'm good. When I look in the mirror, I'm good with that. You got to look in the mirror and see what you good at. When you look in the mirror, you don't see me. You know what I mean? But yeah, guys, these girls, man, these women, they ain't giving you constructive criticism, bro. These motherfuckers will never see any good in your actions, bro, because they can't get a result from their act. They can't move. They have isolated themselves and give up. They think that their life is already written. They're written to fail. God know my heart. He know you lazy, too. He know your heart. He know your mind. And he know you lazy. But we'll get to that one. That's a whole nother type of a female right there. But yeah, these judgmental ones, bro. You know what I mean? They try to break you down so that you stop doing what it is you're doing. Or they'll stop, you know what I mean? They'll try to break you down to get you to do what they need you to do, which ain't got shit to do with a win. All right? Guys, be advised. Get rid of these women. Get away from these women at all costs. That is not constructive criticism if they did not do the work on themselves. Where are they getting their information from? The information they trying to force upon you, where did they get that from? Is it valid? Did the person win who gave them that information? Because you got the check. Because it could be they hell of a single mother. Message. So we got women out here that's judging men off of the information their single hell of a mother instilled and have conditioned them to tolerate. See that? Remember. Remember, just like medicine, bro, our bodies will tolerate anything if it's repeated and brainwashed. We will get used to it. Number five, guys. Hold on, give me 1 second. Be right back. The user. Y'all sit there with that. All right, guys, so we on to the user, guys. Now, back in the days, we used to say, the gold digger, but clearly, guys, they're on to us. They figured out, bro. We're broke. We're broke dudes. We're broke. We gave our money to the court system. All our money is given to the court system, you know what I mean? So we ain't got no money. They can't gold dig from us. We ain't got no gold. But that is equally determined and disguised as the user, guys. That's all a gold digger was. A gold digger was a user. You know what I mean? And this is the most common. These are the most common types of modern women you're going to run into. You know what I mean? They have nothing. All they could do is use you for what you got. You know what I mean? These women sat around looking for a come up. They waiting for God to give them something. You know what I mean? They waiting for their mama to give them the word or give them some magical solution to a problem that she ain't never figure out her damn self. So stay away from these users, man. You know what I mean? You know a user when you see one. It's the simp rule, guys. If you give a person a branch and they give you back a branch, then you give them another branch. And then y'all will be keep giving each other branches. But if you give a person a branch and they don't give you back a branch, don't you go giving them a branch, bro. Don't you go giving them a branch. Then you open yourself up to be used. a lot of you men, y'all like the user chicks because you think that the user chick make you feel important. You think the user chick make you feel like the alpha male. You are not the alpha. You're not the sigma. You never did the work on yourself to become it. And the female know that. This is how she use you. This is how she use you. She get there. She pump you up. Have you thinking she listening to you, but she just using you. She's just extracting you for your resources, sir. And you will never know that because you never stop to do the work on yourself. When you fix yourself and you get rid of all of those toxic traits that your mama put on you, you'll start to see some. You'll start to see the toxic traits. You can't see toxic traits in women if you are toxic, sir. It's not gonna happen, bro. You unsubscribe. You're fooling yourself. You know what I mean? You have to go back to what I said about the judgmental female, bro. You know what I mean? It could be that you are toxic and she's trying to get you to stop being toxic. Even if she ain't trying to notice her toxic traits, she can identify your toxic traits because she is toxic. See how that works? This is why she always judging you. If you change the laws of your mind, you'll notice. You'll see shit. You'll be like, oh, hell no. All of these women, all of these types of women you will see, you'll spot them far. You'll spot them before they even come in your presence. Like, oh, get away from me. You know what I mean, guys? Number six, guys, keeping it moving. Keeping it moving. Oh, I hate this bitch. Oh, I hate this witch. Mellow, dramatic women, bro. Now, I can't, bro. I can't fucking stomach these. I can't fathom these women right here. These type of women, I don't know how y'all deal with these women right here. And I know a lot of people that put up with these women right here, bro. These are your drama queens, bro. These are your drama queens. You know that red section? Where I grab at? You know that red section right here, bro? It's filled with these, bro. That red section is filled with these melodramatic females, bro. These creatures, bro. And this, remember, guys, we talk about modern women today. We're not just talking about the black ones. So, white brides, if you can identify some of these traits in your sisters, get them the fuck away from you, man. Get them white bitches away from you, bro. Oh, God damn it. Get them white witches away from you, bro. Word up. But remember, you got to be healed first before you identify it. Too much drama. These people will keep you in some shit, bro. These people, that red section, those women, those modern women, the melodramatic women, they're going to keep you in some shit. It's like they need the dopamine hit. They need to be hyped up. These bitches don't sit still, bro. How many of y'all ever dated one of these melodramatic chicks, bro? Let me check my comments. You know what I mean? Facts. You know what I mean? How many of y'all ever dated a melodramatic? Hold on, we got a cash app from the sister Posh, man. Posh, man, still supporting, man. We're going to do something special for Posh. We're going to do something special for Posh and Mom Love, man. We got to, man. We urges.
Can you please stop balling up and falling up as though we can't even figure out what it is? It's gonna be a dollar just laid out in there. It's all right. It won't hurt our feelings. We had to go to Family Dollar and buy an iron to iron out all the dollars, cause we can't even tell what they are. I work in the trustee ministry, and we're trying to go to Golden Corral too. By the time we iron out all the dollars, everything is closed. We don't even cook on Sunday no more. So just lay it in the plate. It's still gonna be a dollar. Amen. Come on, y'all. Let's just get along. Come on. Help us out. Because we ushers. We ushers. Amen. We're here to serve you. And no.
Facts, yo. We here to serve you. We ushers. Y'all feeling it, squad? We're going to be doing these type videos. We don't need to react to no joint. We're going to give you the spill, man. But yeah, guys, that melodramatic chick, man, you got to be careful with this chick, man. And this is a liar chick, yo. Guys, these melodramatic females be liars, bro. These women will lie. They will say anything to cater for their own entertainment. Yo, they will exaggerate a situation just for their own entertainment, bro. If you a dude that like embarrassment, if you a dude that like being placed in embarrassing situations, keep one of these females around you. Keep one of these females around you, bro. And see how embarrassed you'll be. See how many excuses you'll be making for your female. But that's your chick, though. But that ass, though, right? Come on, bro. And not for nothing. I ain't gonna hold you. These be the funnest chick. These are kind of the most dangerous because they the funnest ones to be around. These bitches is funny. These women is funny, bro. They funny. I'm gonna get it. Give me about like four consecutive streams. Ain't gonna be the B word. I'm gonna be chilling. And see, I do it because I want to do it now. Ain't none of y'all pressure me or try to punk me into. No, I'm doing it because I want to do it. You know what I mean? But yeah, you got to get away from these girls, man. Avoid these people like at all. Avoid these ones at all costs, bro. Avoid these. Exactly. We gonna get to that one. We gonna get to that. How can you deal with someone who won't admit they're wrong? It's a special type of dummy for that one. I got a special type of dummy name for that one. So it's coming. It's coming, BZ. Y'all make sure y'all get on over there to the Bell 503. It's going down. It's going down. That's all I'm going to say. It's going down, 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 down. Get on over there, guys. Know what I mean? What's next, guys? Where we on? Number 7? Oh, yeah. The dangerous Lilith herself. Envious women, guys. And I'm talking envious to others because it's only going to turn back to you. Remember, you got to watch her eyes and body language, guys. If she envious, you know what I mean? If she is envious to other people, it's obviously because she refused to do the work on herself to really find out why these other people is getting what they got. A lot of people that don't do work on themselves, they grow stagnant, right? And stagnant people turn into haters. Stagnant people turn into haters, guys. You know what I mean? So for this, I need you to watch those friends, right? That used to be, they used to be highly on you, right? They used to be your bestie. And then as time go by, you don't really hear. They ain't rooting as loud as they used to root for you because, you know, you leveling up and they're staying stagnant. You know what I mean? So now that stagnation will grow to hate and envious towards you. So you got to get rid of these women. You can't be around these women, bro, because a lot of women, they want to just judge you all day. They want to judge and gossip and do all this, a lot of the other shit on that list, right? And not work on themselves. And while they doing that, they expect you to do that with them. But if you do that with them, when are you working on yourself? When are you going to be working on yourself? So you got to stay away from these envious people, yo. Keep track of your stagnant friends, yo. You know what I mean? The ones that used to support you, but now it's quiet. You don't see them clapping no more. And you doing way better stuff than the shit you used to do when they was clapping for you. You know what I mean? Like, now and this go for you guys that's in a relationship, cap too. Because if you notice, right? When you was being a creep, when you was out chilling with your friends and shit, your girl liked you. You know what I mean? She liked that. Now, you got holy on her. You start bringing the Bible in your house. You start telling her to turn off that ratchet-ass music and shit. She start feeling indifferent towards you. Just that subtle switch up will show you envious people in your own household, bro. She envious of your change because now you finna level up. You finna change. You growing. She ain't growing. She stagnant. And stagnant people don't like people that grow. Remember, I told y'all ain't got to cut nobody off. Just grow. And they'll fall right on off. You know what I mean? But y'all shouldn't be sleeping with these people, bro. They can't help you, man. You know what I mean? These are the silent competitors, bro. These are your silent competitors. You know how many people watch my channel? They don't hit the like button. And that's a reminder, guys. Hit the like button and stop playing, bro. This is the greatest. This is the most quality content you're going to get on the YouTube. Now, I mean, especially at 9:30 in the morning. Stop it. Hit the like button. But we get so many people, so many views, and not a lot of likes. But that just lets me know it's a lot of people sitting there. A lot of stagnant folks just waiting. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for me to fail? I'm not going to fail, so you might as well hit the like button. Because I'm not going nowhere. But the private competition, guys, They be secretly competing with you. Y'all be sleeping with the enemy. Ladies, ladies, my good woman, watch them niggas. It be envious niggas to you too. It be a lot of niggas that be stuck in the rut and they see you growing. They see all the opportunity that's given in our community and our society, given to women, and they see y'all taking it and using it how y'all supposed to use it. And it be some envious niggas and y'all be sleeping with them. Get rid of these people away from you, bro. Get envious people away from you, bro. That should be your downfall, bro. Number 8, guys. These self-absorbed witches, bro. These self-absorbed witches cannot help you on your purpose, bro. It's all about them, bro. When are you going to get attention? When can they give you some attention, bro? You can't build nothing with no self-absorbed woman. They're going to make everything about them. You tell a chick how you feel, and it's automatically, y'all know about these chicks, the chicks that they haven't been told the truth ever in their life. So they get with you. All right, we back, squad. We back. We back. Thanks to y'all that stayed tuned in with me. We are back. Don't worry about it. For those of y'all that's going to watch this back. All right, cool, right. So, guys, what we're going to do is, when you're watching on the playback, I'm going to edit this. As soon as I get to the house, I'm going to edit this. I'm going to take that part out, that little pause out, so it won't mess up the video. But salute to y'all that stayed along with me, because we finna cook. We finna get back into what we was doing. Self-absorbed women, guys. You know what I mean? These are the chicks that's full of themselves, bro. They raised wrong. These women raised wrong. You know what I mean? And you'll be surprised, right? A lot of us know that we looking for women that have dads. You know what I mean? A lot of these girls gonna have fathers in their life, guys, whether their father was a simp or whether they had a masculine father. But a lot of these girls gonna be confident. But they misuse that confidence. That's they overconfident now. You know what I mean? Yo, that's a fact, Lyle. Thanks, bro. Thanks. Pass me that spatula, bro. But yeah, so in the red pill community, we got like these things where people be telling you or these stigmas, and it's not always true. The template don't always fit. This is why I tell you guys, don't go off of what people telling you. Actually do the research, gain the experience. You know what I mean? Gain the experience. A lot of these self-absorbed women is going to be raised with a father, bro, believe it or not. So you go in there sleeping if you want. You know what I mean? They got that, or they're overconfident. You know what I mean? And they lack discipline, though. They lack discipline. So this is where they might have a father, but it just goes to show you where their father, he was never taught how to be a dad, how to be a real man. You know what I mean? Because if you a real father, you shouldn't be raising any self-absorbed females. I don't give a fuck how much confidence you need your daughter to have. My daughter is confident, but they down to earth. You feel me? All that confidence, all that fake false shit. Nah, we don't do that in my house. There's no I in team, baby. And if you raise your girl to be that's what she will be conditioned to be. And ain't no man gonna want her. She gonna be single. You know what I mean? And you got to blame your dad for that, sis. You got to blame your mama for that. You can't blame a man for that, sis. You know what I mean? I told y'all, a lot of y'all sisters, y'all do have the skills to pay the bills. But when you start to want to get in a relationship and have male companionship, then you got to follow the guidelines of a team. You could be the center, then be the center. But in no way, shape, or form are you going to be the center, the shooting guard, the small forward, power forward. Like, motherfucker, you're crossing each other over. Got to bring it back down to earth, man. And you know what also I noticed about these self-absorbed women, guys? These are the most emotional women in our community. These are the most frickle. Yo, you say boo, and they crying. But they got the nerve to have their nose all the way up in the sky. But when you check them or you tell them some truth that they father ain't tell them, man, boy, they go on attack. They go on attack then. But again, it's no I in team. So if you're trying to link and get with a man, sis, you gonna need to get some teammate skills. You're gonna have to start working and listening to what a man say. All right, guys, so let's move it right along. Number 9. Now we all have dealt with the needy chicks. And likewise, ladies, with 80% of single mothers raising these boys, I know y'all done stumbled over some needy niggas. Those are the hell of a sons that we talking about. And fellas, y'all know these needy chicks. But again, y'all be liking these needy chicks because the needy chicks make y'all feel needed, right? The needy chicks make y'all feel needed. You know what I mean? We always know. We all know that one thought. And these be the worst of the worst. These be the project chicks, too. These be the Section 8 chicks. They talk a lot of good game. They took a big one. They took a big one, but they be so needy. We all know that one chick that's always in trouble or in debt and need a handout to pull her out the hole she dug for herself now. And you know the sad thing about these needy people, though? These people don't give a fuck about you, bro. As long as they need, they don't give a fuck about what your situation is, bro. You could be down to your last $10. If they need $9, bro, they need $9. And they expect you to give them $9. Even if that means you down to $1. You get that shit, guys? You can't win with no person like that around you. That means you passing olive branches. You passing a branch. Remember the simp rule? That means you give a branch. Ain't no branch coming back. And then they expect you to give them another branch. Ain't no branch coming back. See, you can't have that. You can't have, that's going to impede your process, bro. These motherfuckers don't care if you go under, over or under, as long as you catering to their needs. And that's a needy person, bro. That's a needy person. You got to get them from up around you. And next, guys, this is the most disgusting type of modern woman. I can't stand this one. This next one, guys. Can y'all guess the next one? Y'all want to guess the next one? What's the next one, guys? Y'all done seen. We done got 9. We done got 9 whole ones. Bro, to the prison. What's going on, bro? We done got 9 whole ones, yo. Can y'all guess what number 10 is, guys? Y'all not going to guess it. I know I did an unorthodox list today. But number 10, the victims, yo. Bro, stay away from these victim mentality females, bro. You have to. It's imperative, bro. This is the most tiresome type of chick on this list, bro. You will be drained. These are your succubus, bro. They are constantly miserable and unhappy with how their lives is going. They picked it. Remember, you are the sum. Your life is going. Your life is the sum of all the decisions you made. Not your ex, not your mama, not your daddy, you. So these motherfuckers, they life just miserable. They just miserable. You know what I mean? Unhappy. And instead of taking personal accountability, because this is what we do over here, instead of taking some self-accountability and some personal accountability and trying to fix it, guess what they do, y'all? These motherfuckers sit here and blame everybody. It's the white man. It's man. It's woman. Because you got some niggas like this now, too. You got some man. You got some male victims. You got male victims out here. It ain't them. It ain't the fact that they keep picking this ratchet, nasty-looking chick because she got ass and she easy. That's why his heart keep getting broke, because she go cheat. Because that style of a woman. It ain't him keep picking them. It's the woman. It's the modern woman. Modern woman. And you know this, guys. You know you got them guys. Every time you call or you talk to them, these niggas is telling you a victim story about how the modern woman did them dirty. Like, bro, why are you fucking with modern woman? Why are you still fucking with the modern woman? Like, that be the crazy shit to me, yo. Like, but stay away from the bitches, bro, because you, the victim chicks, bro, is the worst, bro. It ain't never their fault, bro. They done been in 5 sucky, toxic relationships. 5. That's what I'm gonna say. 5. Them. They are the common denominator of all five of those relationships. I guarantee you that. A lot of times, people, you know, that me too. If me and Ms. Goodbread break up, I am 60% of the reason why that relationship didn't work. You know what I mean? I'm just real. I'm going to get back on that horse real fast because I'm not going to sit around and pretend like I'm a victim. And this is what we need a lot of women to understand. You are 60% of the reason why your last relationship did not work out. Find out what is that and then fix that and change that and get on to your victory, sis. And stop sitting around here trying to manifest some stupid shit all day. You know what I mean? Manifestation come with action. You got to get to the root of the problem. Why it is you keep attracting these sucky dudes? Why the sucky dudes like you? Why Mr. Goodbread make you feel bad and make you feel worthless, but the sucky dudes make you feel great? You ain't never think of that? If you meet that at the middle, you will find out your solution, sis. You will find out the solution to your problem. You heard that? Let me repeat that. What you want to ask yourself tonight, sis. Why, when Mr. Goodbread talk, and he's a real man with all the blessings of God himself, why, when he talk, I feel like a worse than, like less of a woman. But when the simp dude who I bash and shame, when he talk, I feel empowered. When you figure that out, sis, you will start to stop this fake shit and this phony shit and this loving of the lies. You know what I mean? But yeah, guys, they don't take no personal accountability, no personal responsibility, and they gonna fit the blame everybody. And when they get rid of blaming everybody, when there ain't no more people to blame, guess who they gonna blame, bro? You. They gets to blame you. Mm-hmm. So stay away from them. Get them away from you. Number 11, guys, the lazy women, bro. The lazy woman is tied to gluttony. If you notice, a lot of our obese sisters, because our sisters is obese, a lot of the world is, not just the black women too, it's a lot of fat white chicks too. And y'all brothers better stop running down south, linking up with these fat white chicks, bro. That's nasty. Y'all niggas is nasty for that, yo. But yeah, guys, stay away from these lazy chicks, B. You know what I mean? The lazy women are the women that come up with the best excuses to do what you got to do today, tomorrow. That's why I don't like being around lazy people. Because lazy people will take you off your purpose, bro. They always got the best excuse to why, nah, don't worry, just chill, leave it for tomorrow. Like, what? If y'all know me, if y'all know anything about Mr. Goodbread, shit, I did come right now, I did get put out right now. I ain't got time to be sitting there waiting. I ain't got my long-term memory too messed up. My short-term memory, great. You ain't getting me now. If you said it, I know you said it. And I'm going to put it to use. But my long term, so I ain't got time to be sitting there with that sitting on shit. If it's a solution, if it's an answer, I'm going to put it to work right away. All that lazy shit, mm-mm. And I don't even be around lazy people. You know what I mean? Ms. Goodbread got so much energy, bro. I'd be like, damn, all right, chill. And then I got the bell. Y'all niggas are forever moving. Zone don't go to sleep. Zone don't go to sleep, bro. It's something about the West Coast, bro. They got more than 24 hours, bro. I'm going over there, bro. Because I told you, I need more than 24 hours. And it's something about the West Coast brothers that they not lazy, bro. Is y'all women lazy? How is y'all women? West Coast. My West Coast brothers. How is the West Coast women? Because these East Coast women, they sleep till 12, 1 o'clock. Like if they really did something the day before. Like, I don't understand it, bro. Stay away from these lazy chicks, bro. You know what I mean? Y'all know why? Don't y'all know that yawning is contagious, right? You know that saying, yawning is contagious? It's true. You ever been around a motherfucker that ain't do nothing? You know how you had a slow day at the job? Ain't really no, y'all ain't do no work. And motherfuckers start yawning. You know that shit get contagious, right? Bro, stay away from them, bro. Stay away from these lazy people, bro. Work. Extremely insecure girls. And I like the way I worded that, bro. And these girls come of all ages, bro. See, I worded it like that, but these girls come all ages, bro. All ages. An extremely insecure girl can be 50, 60 years old, bro. Yes, they can. You know what I mean? Yes, they can. So stop conditioning yourself for a look. Again, these types don't come with a specific look. All women, all kids, all people can be extremely insecure. And you got to get these people away from you, because you spend more time trying to cheer them up. They ain't never going to be able to cheer you up, because they always are down in the dump. But you spend more time trying to cheer these people up than you going, than you need to. You need to be on your purpose. You don't need to be spending time trying to prove to a chick that you ain't cheating on her, that she's pretty when she really ugly. She just easy, the only person that's sexing you. You know what I mean? But you don't need to be with a woman like that, bro. You don't need to be with a woman. Stop lying and eating crab legs to these women, fellas. You know what I mean? Any woman that you got to sit there and lie and eat crab legs to, that's not a good pick. That's not a help meet, bro. That's a pump and dump. That should be a pump and dump. Extra wrap up with an extra strap up. You know what I mean, guys? Come on. These are the women that run around here. And these are the women that, a lot of these women are the women that's in my comment section right now. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Insecure little girls. No matter how old they think they is. I told y'all, the old ones, they don't put pictures up. The old ones be the one with the initials and the letters. So old, 50, 60 years old, still on YouTube trying to prove a point. Still on YouTube trying to manipulate a young man who see what you did. I saw what you did. I know what you did, sis. You skated on by. And now y'all want to try to manipulate a young man that's calling you out on it. Mm-hmm. Insecure, yo. You know what I mean? Nobody got time to be cheering a dummy up. If the chick don't feel pretty, if she feel unpretty, let her feel unpretty. Leave her alone, bro. That let her know how she value you. Why y'all with women that is so insecure if you pick them? So you enough is not enough for her to get her confidence and swag up? That lets you know right there, she's using you, nigga, for a dildo. You a dildo to her. You just a dildo to her. Salute to my God, the Bell 5000, bro. You just a dildo. A lot of y'all niggas just walk in dildos to these women, bro. And they show y'all. They show y'all. I told y'all, if you one of these dudes that's getting picked by a woman in the day and age that we are living in, where these women are picking Pookie, they are picking simps, you should really check. You should look in the mirror, bro. Why the fuck did this girl pick me? Really start looking in the mirror. Take all that fake shit off that attracted her and look yourself in the mirror and ask her, why did this insecure girl pick me? Come on now, bro. Stay away from them. You can't. This will drain your energy. This is also a succubus type woman. She will drain your energy, bro. Imagine I had to sit there and cater to Miss Goodbread, telling her how much I love her and how I'm not on social media talking with other women and how much this and I love is you, you. That's time consuming, bro. Number 13, guys, the chronic liar, bro. The chronic crab leg eater, bro. Stay away from this woman, bro. This is the fakest woman. This is the fake type woman. There's a lot of these women on the internet too, bro. The chronic liars. These chicks lie, bro. I don't believe nothing that come out their mouth. You know what I mean? I had a cousin like this. She just a lie for no reason, bro. Chick will go to the store, come back with a whole story. I'll go double back, ask somebody who's always outside, like the drug dealer or the old man at the barbershop who wouldn't have missed this story. I asked him, when? Like, why the fuck? This is a lie, knowing you know they lie, and they will still lie, bro. You got to get rid of these people, bro, because you gonna get false hope fed to you. You getting false hope fed to you, thinking one thing, and it's not nothing like that. That's destructive, bro, to your build. You know what I mean? These are also the worst communicators in a relationship. These bitches are lying for no reason, bro. And then forget they lied and make a whole nother lie. But again, you'd be surprised how many women want lies. Ask them. Ask a female, bro. I swear to God, they'll be on these spaces lying and eating crab legs. But ask her. You like lies? See what she say, bro. Not all. Ask them, bro. Do you like the lies? Do you like when I lie to you or when I tell you the truth? These bitches going to say, I like when you lie. but then they going to try. But the first, I like when you lie. They conditioned to the lies, bro. They mama lied to them. They daddy lied to them. They grandma lied to them. So when you sat around lies and non-truth all your life, all your childhood, the truth sound like an attack. The truth sound like negativity. because you're a liar, chronic liar. Get rid of them, bro. Get rid of them, bro. 14, guys, the show off. This is also fit under the phony chick umbrella. The show off is overcompensating, guys, for the fact that she really a bum mentally. I'm gonna tell you that right now. These chicks that run out there with all the designer and all that, and they live in the projects. Bro, don't try to keep up with these people, bro. You ain't gonna be able to keep up with these people, bro, because how they get their money is gonna fold. How they get their money and how they get their little status is gonna crumble, bro. Rome wasn't built in a day, but it birthed in one, and it's gonna show for these women right here, the show-offs. Know what I mean? They so busy showing off, when is they help meeting you? They so busy trying to make things about them, when are they gonna help you? When are they gonna focus and pay some attention, some return on your investment? When do you get a return on your investment? Because you the one that bought all that shit that she's showing off to everybody. So when does she take some time to look back and appreciate you? You can't mess with no show off, bro. You know what I mean? These are your prove a point females, because that's the reason why she's showing off. She's trying to compete in public with the other woman and prove a point to them that she got her man on smash. And he know better. That's how y'all females be talking about y'all niggas. Y'all niggas don't even know. They be on social media. Y'all niggas that got the girls that be on social media, they be on social media talking about y'all niggas crazy. Because y'all don't tell them the truth. And last but not least, guys, we're going to get on and get the fuck on out of here. The most dangerous one out of all of them, bro. Sort of like the seven deadly sins, bro. You know how one will lead to all of them. One can lead to all of them. This is that one. This is that one toxic trait that can lead to all other 14 on the list. You got to get rid of the selfish chick, bro. You got to get rid of the selfish chick. And you know a chick selfish. If she starts screaming this marriage joint, you know what I mean? The marriage joint, that lets you know. You know what I mean? Niggas ain't marrying for love no more, bro. Niggas is marrying for financial security, and that's fucked up. You know what I mean? Sex ain't never meant to be monetized. Marriage was never meant to be monetized. Nothing that God left for us was meant to be monetized. Not even your coochie, sis. It was not meant to be monetized. And the act of monetizing it is sinful. All right? So if you with a chick who got to monetize your relationship with marriage, just know, she don't fuck with you like that, bro. You playing Let's Pretend, bro. I've been with Mrs. Goodbread going on 18 years, bro. And I never once had to face the shit or get off the toilet because she wants to be selfish in an environment that shows you, in a court system that shows you, it is torture. It is the absolute hell chambers for men. Any female inviting you to that chamber is a selfish. I'm not gonna say the B word. All right, guys, so take notes. That's the 15 women you wanna avoid. The 15 modern types of modern women you wanna avoid, bro. If you got a question, if any of your females got a question, any of your ladies got a question, send them to me, bro. And guys, it's time for y'all to stop playing. If you're in a relationship cap, you're in a relationship cap, or if you think you're in a relationship cap, you want to know if you're in a relationship cap, book a session. Book a session, bring you and your lady, and we will chop it up. We will have conversations that we can tell. We will have conversations together, respectful conversations where you can tell where y'all at in your relationship. Before you invest another coin in your relationship, book a session, invite your lady, and let's see. Ladies, before you buy another bag of weed for this bum-ass nigga, book a session with me and bring him, and let's see where his mind at. If you found you a real nigga, you know what I mean? Book a session. Let's put our money where our mouth is now. You know what I mean? We smart. We all smart. But all right, guys, I'm going to wrap the show up. Let me get some shout outs, man. Malik Smith, what's up with you, man? How you doing, man? How you feeling, bro? at my boy Bro to the Pro. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What up, Dirty folks, man? I'm not cursing no more either, Dirty. They're going to give me all my money. Any chick that dress and look ratchet is a rat. Exactly. But they like that, though, Mark. Or Malik, they like the ratchet. The more ratchet she look, the better for them. You know what I mean? The more ratchet, the better for them. They like the ratchet bitches, the ugly ones too. And yeah, I could call a bitch ugly because I got a female. For those of you women like, he got some nerve, right? Don't worry about me. Focus on yourself, sis. I could call whoever I want ugly because I already got a female. And I'm not one of those dudes that's out here thinking all women supposed to want to F me. I'm not like y'all. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't care if you think I'm ugly or not. How does that help you, sis, get a man? How does that help you get a man, sis? Right. Ugly little witches. You know what I mean? Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. We had a good old show today, man. All right, guys. I'm going to get on out of here. I'll see y'all later. You know what I mean? I'll check y'all later. Y'all already know what it is. It's Monday, so it's definitely going to be up. Lot, I'm going to hit you. Betsy, if you're watching, I'm going to hit you. Posh, I need you. And I need all my real sisters together. I need all my real sisters together. They're attacking your brother with this bullshit, and we going to get them. We going to get them. Because they're trying to hide behind y'all. They're trying to hide behind my real sisters, and I ain't finna let them hide behind y'all. Mm-mm. All right, guys. Y'all wrap up, strap up, drink responsibly. Do not play with your life. Remember, today's message was stop focusing so much on the people that can get you out of poverty and focus more on the people that's hindering your process that got you in poverty. Focus on those because y'all sit around those ones all day. Y'all sit around those ones more than you sit around the successful ones. You see how that works? This is why it's hard for you to get to where the successful ones is at. So don't hate. You know what I mean? Just evaluate. All right, guys. We out of here. Check y'all.
You are not niggas. You are not coons. You may smoke reef and drink wine and do crazy, wicked things, but you are not a wicked person by nature. You have lent yourself to wickedness, but you are a divine creature that must now come into the knowledge and power of your own divinity. And no preacher can resurrect you into your divinity. It takes God himself to bring you into your own divine nature. So we're not dealing with prophets. We have walked out of prophet teaching. This is the time and the presence of God. So I don't talk about God will come. God is already here. And he's working in me to resurrect you to your divine nature.